Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am very excited about what's coming up right now. Our good friend, Barbara Weltman, is here. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She has been rock solid with me, helping me, supporting all the work that we do here for 21 years. And she's one of my best friends on the planet. One of the people I admire so much. She's an attorney specializing in small business issues, small business taxes primarily. She's the author of the legendary Barbara Weltman is the author of the legendary J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes. I'm not sure which one was legendary first, and the 2019 edition is out, among other books like the 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks. And she's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, as always.
How many years now?
21.
This is it, right?
How about that? We're celebrating. So, hey, Barbara, I gotta tell you something. You're gonna think is April Fool's. You're gonna think this is an April Fool's joke, but it's not. We filed our corporate taxes on time this year. Did not do an extension. Our tax return.
Wow.
How about that? I mean that's like a rip in the universe or something. Something because I can't remember the last time I did it, but we did it. And I may file my personal taxes on time. I don't know what's going on here, but we're getting but I've always, for decades I've filed an extension, just not worried about it. Somehow we got it done. How about that?
Great.
So let's just talk about.
Did you see any dramatic changes compared to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
And everything that I warned people about came to pass. I think most people are going to like it. It's going to help people get their taxes are probably going to be lower for most small businesses, but there's a lot of folks out there who it's not going to help. And my accountant had to do quite a bit of research and collaboration with other people to finish my return because of the new tax law. And she's been around it a lot. She knows. I mean, people usually consult with her. So it's very complicated, a lot more complicated. Barbara, I don't have to tell you, they're still writing the darn thing, aren't they? They're still promulgating it.
Well, that's true. We're not done with the tax rules for 2018.
How do you do that?
Considering extenders.
How do you do that? I don't understand how.
I don't understand why Congress doesn't do what Congress is supposed to be doing.
But guess what? Corporate America doesn't have this.
Waylaid for nothing.
Tell me I'm wrong. Corporate America doesn't have this. We have to worry about this. Their deal is fixed. It's done. Am I right?
Well, there are still some things that would impact a number of businesses as well, but Corporate America, but by and large, the biggies out there would impact small business.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So, once again, we get the back of the hand, and I've been disrespectful of this law for a long time. Irrespective of the deductions that some people will be getting, good for them. I'm glad about it. My point is, you don't get kudos if you create almost as many problems as you solve, in my opinion. What do you think?
That's one thing. And also, it's not even close parity between what the big corporations.
That's exactly right. And it's temporary. I mean, as of right now, it goes away on the pass-through side, on the small business side.
Right.
And also, Barbara, tell me how did accountants and attorneys wind up falling out of favor? How did people who make a living with their personal brand fall out of favor How did those people, those sectors, wind up being so discriminated against with this law? A lot of people don't, you know, folks, your accountant who does your tax return can't take that 20%
if they're successful. If they get punished.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So.
I don't know.
But you've been following this thing. It hasn't been as broadly good for small business as they said it was going to be, has it?
The feedback that I'm getting is that some small businesses have been very happy with a number of specific provisions, but the overall impact has not been as favorable as I think was expected.
And as could have been if they'd been fair to small business the way they were to big companies. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess that's exactly right.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Barb's got some new research on the Department of Labor overtime rules. You need to know about this, folks. More to come with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.